Today's reading is Luke chapter 10, and the first part is verses 25 to 29, which is on page 1042 of the Church Bibles. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?"
We left it on a cliffhanger there, the reading, because today we are looking at a very famous story, a story about somebody giving generously, loving somebody who's in need. You'll find out, you might already know, it's going to be the Good Samaritan. And at the end of this story, Jesus says, "Go and do likewise." And we're going to have lots of opportunities that we'll talk about later for us to go and do likewise this Christmas, for us to love people who are in need.
As Holly and I were preparing this week and looking and studying this parable, we've been a bit surprised about its meaning. There's more here than there seems to be. Now, yes, Jesus is teaching us to go and care for others, but he's also warning us, because we can actually do good for wrong or selfish reasons. So Jesus is saying to us, be generous, but also beware.
So to help us think about this, we've got a challenge for you. Now, who here thinks they're good at jumping high? Who thinks they're good at jumping high? Okay, because I want to see how high you can jump. And if you can jump high enough to touch this, you get to join my special Reach the Sky Club. So who would like to have a go? Who thinks they can jump high enough? I'm a bit scared. Okay, there we go. To touch this, goodness, okay. Well, I'll give you a few of you a go. Jack, you can have a go. Poppy, you can have a go. Oh, all right, I'm going to say one more. Josh, you can have a go, okay? Okay, it's really high. Are you ready? Jack, do you want to go first? Oh, legend, go sit down. Yes, Pops, good job. Josh doesn't think he needs to jump. Go on then. Oh, he was right. Let's give them all a round of applause. Good job. Very good. Hey, Nick, do you think I could reach it?
Polly. I think you're a grown-up, and so let's put it a bit higher, shall we?
Oh, that's not... He's so much taller than me. Nick! Look! There's a sheep's come into the church. A sheep's come in. It's eating your laptop, I think. I can just see in the corner over there. Can you not see? Oh, it's got wings. And oh, no, hold. It's my bad. It was just a coffee machine. Sorry, it just... The light did something funny. My bad. Don't worry about it. Shall I have a go then?
Yeah, go for
Ready?
It. Ready?
Yeah. Yay! Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Now, well, I have done, to admit, Nick.
What?
I actually, when you weren't looking, I did move it down.
You have.
I'm sorry. I thought it was too high. It was too hard. I wanted to make it easier for myself.
Polly, shall we forgive her? Do you think? The great news of the Christian faith is we can have forgiveness. But actually, what Polly has done in lowering it is going to help us to understand what's going on in our parable. Let me find where we are. In the reading, we met a man who thinks he's better than others. He's a teacher of the Old Testament law. So his job is to teach the Bible, a bit like a vicar today. But he thinks he's better than everyone else. If he's an animal, he would be a proud peacock.
Because you see, he views the world a bit like this. He doesn't think life's about jumping and seeing how high you can jump. But he does think the world is about how good you are. It's not about how high you can jump, but it's about how good you are. So he would say someone that's a thief or a criminal. They're not very good, he'd say. He'd say they're probably down here on the scale. They don't get very high. He'd say people like us, just, you know, normal people, we're somewhere in the middle. We're good, aren't we? Yeah? But he would say, this is a picture of him, the expert in the law. He would say he was the best at following rules. He thought he was the absolute best. He goes right up here. He thought he was really, really good, better than everyone else. He thought he was the highest.
But Jesus teaches that no one is good except God alone. Not even this expert. Now, the expert didn't like that at all. And so in our reading, he came to test Jesus. And he said these words. He said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?"
Now, that is a very good question, actually. He's asking how good he has to be to live with God forever. How good do you have to be? How far up the scale do you have to be good enough for heaven? He's asking, is it that, you know, anyone can get into eternal life? Is it just thieves and whatever? You don't have to be very good. Or is he saying, you know, people who are as good as us, maybe people who go to church every week, are they good enough for eternal life? Or is he saying, do you have to be as good as he is to have eternal life? That's his question. How good do you have to have eternal life?
Now, this man is thinking completely wrongly about it. But for a minute, Jesus plays his game. And he asks the expert, okay, what does God's law say about this? And the expert gives a good answer. Look at verse 27. He says that the two great commandments are, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. Do this, and you will live.
Do this, and you will live. But do you notice how hard this really is to do? Got a question, but don't answer it out loud. Think about it in your heart. Think about it in your head. Here's the question. Do you think you really love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind? Because to earn a place in heaven, you have to love God perfectly and completely all the time. Actually, a place in heaven isn't just here. It's way higher than that. Actually, we need a way bigger ladder, don't we? To earn a place in heaven, you've got to love God perfectly. It should be through the roof.
And what about the other command? Love your neighbor as yourself. Again, think to yourself. Have you always treated other people exactly as you would want to be treated? Do you always share? Are you always kind? Are you never mean to other people? I know that I fail at this. Jesus says, do these things and you will live. But we should be thinking, help! I can't do these things. Help! Who can? Who can have eternal life?
But the expert in the law doesn't think that because he, do you remember, is as proud as a peacock. He thinks he must be good enough to get eternal life. So he asks Jesus, Luke says, he wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Tell me, who are the people I need to love to make me good enough for heaven? Do you see what he's doing? He's trying to lower the mark. He's trying to make it easier for himself to get into heaven, like I was trying to make it easier for myself earlier. He's trying to make it easier to be good enough for eternal life.
So, let's see how Jesus responds. And before Lucy reads the next part of our reading, we're going to sing. And this song reminds us that the truth is, none of us actually is good enough for heaven by ourselves. We don't love God with our all, and we don't love others as ourselves. We need a mighty, mighty Saviour. Polly's going to help us with some actions. Let's stand and sing.
The second part of today's reading is Luke 10, verses 30 to 37, and we're still on page 1042. In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he travelled, came where the man was, and where he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise."
If you remember, this teacher of the law, here he is, tried to make God's law easier by lowering the mark. You remember that? But in our story, Jesus has shown us that the mark is way higher than he thinks. What does love your neighbor as yourself really mean? Well, the Samaritan loved someone who was an enemy, a Jewish person. And Jesus says, well, this is what it really means to love someone who is the most difficult person to love, someone who even might hate you.
So in the story, the priest and the Levite, the people with a nice, well, everyone had a hat on, but they were like the expert in the law. So they were as proud as peacocks. They thought they knew lots about God, and they thought that they were really, really good. But in the story, their religion and their knowledge and their knowing things, it was all shown to be worthless, wasn't it? They were nowhere near to meeting God's standards. And the real surprise in the story was that the Samaritan, someone who was an outsider, someone who they hated, well, it turned out he was doing much better than them.
So this is a warning to us, isn't it? Because here at Holy Trinity, we spend a lot of time learning from the Bible, in sparklers, in flames, in hot shots, in Ignite. We pray together lots, like I hope we will this Wednesday. We probably think we understand God's commands. If so, we need to beware. We don't fall into the same trap as the expert in the law. God's standards are much higher than we often think. And Jesus actually is the only one who truly reaches that mark. And that is great news. But because he does, if we put our trust in him, he can save us and help us. So, if we're honest, we need his forgiveness and help.
So we've got another song now, and that is just what our next song reminds us of. It reminds us that Jesus is the one who is strong and who is kind. He is the one that can help us. He's the one we should run to. And we do need to run to him if we're to have eternal life. I hope that we have heard Jesus's warning. His warning that doing good things, it won't make us good enough for God's mark. It won't make us good enough for eternal life. We're always going to fall well below it. We need God's forgiveness to be in his kingdom.
But Jesus doesn't leave it there. He really wants us to love others. The expert in the law asks, if you remember, who is my neighbor? He wanted the mark to be lowered so that he could reach it. But verse 36, Jesus asks an important question to him. Which of these 3 in the story do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? And the expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise.
You see, Jesus doesn't want us to ask, who is my neighbour, just so that we can decide who we should help and who we don't have to help. He wants us to be a good neighbour to absolutely every single person who we come across who's in need. He doesn't want us to do it because we think it'll earn us a place in heaven, because we've seen, haven't we? We're just not going to. He wants us to do it because Jesus wants us to love like him, and because Jesus has already loved us perfectly.